Hi, I'm CP Stewart, and I'm running for commissioner in the town of Pittsburgh. My inspiration primarily comes from my children. I have two sons. They're 9 and 7. I was in the Marine Corps. Marine Corps were taught to lead by example. So the example I set for them is going to be part of the education that they receive. We live in a world governed by a democratic process, and it's a process that demands participation. With my children, I want to make sure that they're aware of this process. They see what goes into this process. They may not know exactly what Dad did back when he ran in 2023. However, they're going to remember this as they see my yard signs up, the events that I attend, the questions that people ask me, my engagement in the community, what I do with the VFW. They're constantly watching. I have to make sure I'm setting that example. The top three issues of my campaign would be community engagement in the democratic process, communication with the citizens of Pittsburgh, and the promotion of downtown businesses. When it comes to community engagement, this is important because the power does rest with the people. By delegating everything to the board, that is putting the fate of Pittsburgh in the hands of 5 commissioners and a mayor. And that's not representative. We need more engagement from our people. And I think that ties into the second thing, communication. We need to make sure we're getting word out. PittsburghNC.gov contains a lot of information, but it's not concise and it's not consolidated. So figuring out a way where we can get more, I want to say entertaining, but also real information out to our local residents, be it through podcasts, YouTube videos, TikTok videos. We need to be getting our information out in the way that the community is receiving it. So we have community involvement, we have communication, and then the promotion of downtown businesses. When it comes to Chatham Park, we're going to see them offer everything that downtown Pittsburgh has. So by promoting our downtown businesses, that's where our economy comes from. Downtown attracts so many people. It is unique. They see it. They're like, oh, I love the bricks. I love the courthouse in the middle. More of these hangout places with shops where we are an attraction, that's going to help us. So my campaign is built on those three bases. I want to engage the community more, communicate with them more, and promote our local economy. The board has responded well. We're a small town faced with this huge development. There's so much coming, and you never really know what problems you're going to have until you're in the middle of the fight. And in addition to just the development, the water issue came in, and then sewer capacity. How do we solve sewer capacity? I think our board has handled things phenomenally. Chatham Park is an amazing development that's coming in. It's wonderful, but it's a setting in and of itself. Downtown Pittsburgh, similarly, is its own setting. When I view Chatham Park and downtown in the future, I see them retaining their identities. Downtown will be a downtown place for downtown businesses, little bakeries, little coffee shops, things that are unique to Pittsburgh, whereas Chatham Park is going to bring in your Jersey Mike's, your Zaxby's, your chain restaurants. And so I see a complement happening here. Chatham Park is going to offer convenient services that downtown Pittsburgh doesn't offer and doesn't want to offer. So I don't really see like everything bonding together and meshing, but I do see them retaining their unique identities and complementing one another. So in my own words, the best possible future for Pittsburgh as it grows is one where residents are together. People are informed, the people are participating, and the people's views are not being ignored. Whether you live in Chatham Park or downtown or on the outskirts in the ETJ, all opinions are important when it comes to Pittsburgh's growth because the board governs the zoning. The people in the ETJ have wants that don't apply to downtown. The people of Chatham Park have wants that don't apply to the ETJ. All of these issues, it's going to require the whole community. When voters see my name on the ballot this year, I want them to see a leader. I want them to see someone who's going to encourage them to engage. I want to see somebody who's going to motivate them. I want them to see somebody who's going to help guide them through the difficult times that we're getting ready to face. There will always be issues. There will always be challenges. When they see my name on the ballot, I want them to see somebody who's not going to take control and just make a decision. I want them to see someone who's going to engage them and who's going to ask for their feedback and who's going to make an informed decision about the issues that we face.